Washington DC. Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge dari Washington DC. Berikut ada kabar terbaru mengenai Luis Fonsi. Selengkapnya mari kita simak bersama Lea Johannes.
Kembali Lea Johannes dari VOA di Washington DC. Lagu Despacito semakin digemari di seluruh penjuru dunia. Nama Luis Fonsi pun semakin terkenal. Ini bukan pertama kalinya Fonsi berkecimpung di dunia musik. Ia merilis album pertamanya, Comenzare, pada tahun 1998 dan menelurkan 7 album studio setelah itu. Namun lagu Despacito lah yang memberi kesuksesan besar bagi penyanyi asal Puerto Rico ini. Lagu itu menduduki puncak daftar tangga lagu di berbagai negara dan mendapat sertifikat platinum 55 kali di Amerika. Apa kata Fonsi tentang kesuksesannya itu?
We felt as though the song was really special, but never in our wildest dream did we think it was going to become a phenomenon. You know, there's sort of like tears, you know, it's a song, a hit, but really it just has been, you know, it's broken every record and it's still, you know, on its way up. So it has been the biggest blessing and I'm really just enjoying it. It comes at a point in my career where I'm not new to this. I know how to really enjoy it. It's not overwhelming. It is a lot, but I'm trying to just enjoy every day and be very grateful and, you know, I'm blessed that it came 20 years in.
Despacito yang ikut menampilkan rapper Daddy Yankee menjadi lagu yang paling banyak diunduh lewat layanan musik Spotify dan ditonton oleh miliaran pengguna situs YouTube, bahkan melebihi lagu See You Again milik Wiz Khalifa dan Charlie Puth. Kesuksesannya itu membuka banyak peluang bagi Fonsi untuk berkolaborasi dengan penyanyi-penyanyi lain.
Despacito has opened a lot of doors for me. So now I'm able to collaborate with artists that maybe before wouldn't pay so much attention. And now I'm getting calls from just amazing artists from different parts of the world, not just American, you know, mainstream artists, but different parts of the world saying, hey, I love what's going on with Despacito. I love what's going on with Latin music. I want to do something with you. Or would you write a song for me? Or will you do a featuring? And those kind of things are great because it's bringing us together as musicians and it's giving me opportunities to learn from other musicians and from just grow in general.
Ia kini memiliki tantangan baru untuk tetap memenangkan hati penggemar musik dengan lagu-lagu baru di luar Despacito.
It keeps me very humble and it's very refreshing to have to sort of prove myself to this new audience who's going, who is this Luis Fonsi? Who is this Mr. Despacito? You know, so it's like, you know, I'm having to perform all these new songs for them. They're not new to me, but they're new to them and just trying to grab their attention and it's fun. It keeps it really, really interesting.
Fonsi kini sedang disibukkan dengan tour dunia Love and Dance.
September 8th is the first show, first US show, and the rest of the month we're going to be visiting, you know, the biggest cities. And basically the show is going to consist of the past and the present and maybe a little bit of the future. I'm going to perform a few of the new songs that are going to be on my new album, and it's love and dance, you know, it's the obvious, it's sort of the romantic side of Luis Fonsi and the rhythmic side of Luis Fonsi, and it's just up and down the whole show.
Lea Johannes pamit dari VOA di Washington DC.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge, tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, terus Instagram @voarantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aryona Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Sukses! With you all the way.
Bye.